Hey now, everybody. Welcome. This is our Cardinals Stand Out in Your Career podcast presented by the Alumni Relations Office. My name is Nick Taylor, Executive Director of Alumni Relations here at SVSU. Today, I'm very excited about our topic. We're going to be talking all things mentoring. This is a topic that I'm very passionate about, and I have someone, a professional here today who knows the mentoring process and I think has helped a lot of folks along in their career as well as received a lot of help during career. So I want to introduce Pam Obersky, Vice President and Corporate Auditor for Dow. Welcome, Pam.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here today.
You know, before we get started, I'd be remiss if I didn't also mention we received a special honor recently.
Yes.
Pam is one of our most recent distinguished alumni, so congratulations.
Thank you. It's honestly one of the more special moments of my life and my career, a real highlight for me. So thank you for acknowledging that.
Oh, no, it was awesome. It was awesome. And, you know, your nomination, the nomination process is kind of what got us thinking about bringing you in for this topic.
Yeah.
Because it was a lot of folks who have worked, I'll say with, but for you and have mentioned kind of your mentorship and the way that you'd help them throughout their careers. So let's start from the very beginning. You know, what do you think for you has been the most rewarding aspect of being a mentor?
Yeah. I think there's a number of things that come to mind. First of all, it's the relationships. I'm a people person. I like people. I like developing like some kind of formal and informal relationship with people. And it's really satisfying for me when something just clicks and it works and you see yourself having an impact on that person and on their career and that they seek your advice and they look for your input. That's kind of self-affirming that I'm doing some things right. But also, I think for me, it's just giving back. I had people that did this for me and I feel really passionate about others took time to mentor me, to coach me, to give me advice that steered me along in my career. And I want to do that for others as well. And like I said, it's just rewarding when you see it all kind of work and you see those people have successes and to know that maybe you were a little bit of a part of that is it's just a really rewarding feeling.
I love that because for me, I look at the aspects of my job. And we always say that we connect with alumni in four different ways. And the first one is celebrating alumni success.
Yeah.
So being able to go out and see and celebrate other people's accomplishments, even knowing that you had some impact on it, but maybe or maybe not, but you were there to support them along the way.
And goes, celebrate too. That's part of it. So
awesome. So I want you to think a little bit about some of those mentor relationships that you've had. And then how did you turn around and use those for folks that you've maybe mentored yourself? You know, what are some of the key characteristics of an effective mentor-mentee relationship?
Yeah, I think first of all, it's important to recognize that sometimes it just doesn't work. The personalities don't click or there's, I think you got to have some type of level of interest or commonality, something that brings you together just beyond somebody pairing you. So you got to recognize that in some cases it may not work and that's okay. But for the most part, I think some of the things that I think about is this someone I can have an open and honest discussion with? Can I be vulnerable? Can they be vulnerable? I mean, part of being a mentor is, and a mentee is the mentee bringing things to you where you know, they're opening up about maybe something they're struggling with or some advice they want. And so you want them to bring that whole their whole self to that conversation and really share what's going on, what's bothering them. And then for me to also be vulnerable and share, you know, where I had maybe similar situations and how I dealt with that. So you've got to have that honesty, be vulnerable. And then I think both parties need to be open to feedback. Like part of the process is giving advice and feedback and being able to take that and do something with it. I think those are all like kind of critical elements of the relationship. But I think first and foremost, you have to be able to recognize early on, is there a connection here?
Yeah.
Are we clicking or does this feel forced? Because if it feels forced, it's not in anyone's best interest to do that.
You know, I love that you said that because it makes me think automatically, I'm going to my own mentors, right? And then folks that I've mentored in I can think of one very specific situation where I saw a young professional struggling in a certain area. And I said, oh, I just need to reach out because I've made those mistakes.
Yeah.
And when you said fit, it hit home for me because I remember going to that person saying, hey, it's okay. I've made those mistakes too. And they kind of looked at me like I had something growing on my nose. You know, they were not ready for that type of conversation. Yeah. So, you know, being open and being vulnerable and being able to have that give and take is so important.
It is. It is.
So, you know, you talked a little bit about the vulnerability and being open to those. Have you ever encountered challenges in mentoring or being mentored? How did you overcome them?
Yeah. I would say I've been very fortunate on being the mentee and having a mentor. I've always had very good mentors. I was really lucky that I got paired with someone very early on in my career. And when I say early, I was probably with the company 10 or 15 years or so. That person who was my mentor, I actually took his role late last year. Oh, he was the corporate auditor before me. And I felt, I mean, I've told people that feels to me like just a full circle moment where somebody that provided guidance and coaching and looked out for me and advocated for me, like I ultimately stepped into a role that he was leaving, and that felt really good and really rewarding.
I'm sorry. I feel like that's the ultimate fit.
It is.
You know, that is the ultimate fit.
It is. And like I said, he gave tons of advice early on, but as I advanced in my career, I always felt like he was in my corner, that he was out there, you know, putting in a good word for me when roles were coming up that I was interested in, was really advocating for, hey, she would be great in this role. Like, you need to consider her. And so I just felt really lucky that I had that, but also recognizing that I think he really helped get me to where I am today. Like, some of that advice and coaching he gave me are things that made it so that I was considered for the role I have now and looked at favorably in that regard. So like I said, I feel like I've had very good mentors. I haven't had a bad mentor relationship. I have had, for the most part, most of my mentees are people that I've just connected with and it's just worked. We do have a formal program at my employer. So, you know, sometimes you get put together in a pairing just, you know, through that process. And I've been very lucky that those relationships have worked too. But I have had a few here or there where, you know, they started off strong and then it just kind of fizzled out. And you could tell like they're just, something wasn't clicking. And what I would try to do in those cases is find somebody else that I thought maybe would work better with that person, or maybe had the experiences that that person was looking for, where could be more help than maybe what I was providing. So it goes back to what I was saying. You can't force it. I think you need to recognize if it's not working, to be honest that it isn't working, and then, you know, help that person find another path, another person to kind of work with.
You know, that's a great point. And you mentioned a little bit about your formal mentoring process. Could you maybe explain at Dow how formal the process is it? And then if that match isn't there, how is it resolved in this process?
Yeah. So I think Dow does some great things with the mentoring. We have a program called Sponsor to Success. That's kind of our formal,
I love it.
Formal program. And, you know, in that case, it's cross-functional. So it's not just a finance thing or an R&D thing or an IT thing. It's, you know, each group has a representative that kind of carries forward the messaging and the structure of the program into their org. But it's somewhat, I would say, voluntary. You're looking for leaders to nominate people that they think would benefit from being part of this program. And so there's a formal nomination process where you bring people forward that you think should participate. And then leaders are encouraged to participate. And so we actively seek out folks that have an interest in doing this. And then I think the other thing that makes it more successful is we ask the sponsee, the mentee, what are you looking to get out of the relationship? Or what are some things that you're interested in pursuing? Are there certain roles that you have an interest in? And then we try to purposely pair them with somebody that maybe has that experience or has worked in that area or has some connections, so that there's an immediate like commonality between those two folks. So
I think it's, I'm going to stop right there. I think it's really interesting that you get the mentee's perspective first. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times mentor programs focus on those mentors and them wanting to come in and bestow wisdom on everybody. And I love the fact that you look at the mentee's perspective first and try to ask them.
Yeah. I think that's the critical thing. Like if they want to be part of this, why? What is it that they're looking to get out of it? And then trying to find that person that has those experiences or that knowledge that can kind of help them navigate that space.
And you mentioned it a little earlier. You talked about one of my favorite words, advocate. Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned, you know, mentors advocating for those where they see the progress and someone doing a great job and being willing to speak up. You know, could you, when mentees are out looking for mentors, mm-hmm. what should they look for and how can they express the need for an advocate?
Yeah. Yep. I think, first of all, they have to be honest about what they're looking for. Like, you've gone through some life changes. Maybe you're a new parent. You're just looking for someone to kind of give you some advice how to navigate the work-life balance. Or are you really motivated and you're really shooting for mm-hmm. a certain job and you mm-hmm. want to partner with someone to kind of figure out what you need to do to get there. So you got to be honest. The mentee has to be honest about what they're looking to get out of the relationship. For the informal relationships I have, you know, I do a lot of networking with people in the company and I meet a lot with people and sometimes things just click. You have a mm-hmm. conversation and you know, you really hit things off. And so I'll tell people, hey, why don't we meet like once a quarter? Let's get back together. And mm-hmm. that relationship kind of just naturally evolves from those conversations. I'm going to use a real example that just happened this morning. A couple years ago, I traveled to Europe to visit my team there. And we did a thing called speed networking over mm-hmm. lunch. And so we had four leaders or so that were there at the time. And we did 15 minutes. You meet with someone. And then you rotate. And mm-hmm. I met with this young lady and we had like one of those instant connections, mm-hmm. got along really well, just had a lot of similarities. And I just really enjoyed the conversation with her. Sure. And when the timer went off and we had to kind of move on to the next person, she said, do you mind if I set up time with you in the future? I just would like to keep mm-hmm. the conversation going. I said, yeah, of course. And so for about a year and a half now, we've been meeting once a quarter. That connection was this morning, actually. And one of the things I told her, and I'm probably going way off topic here.
Oh, no, that's great.
You know, what a mentor gets out of this, too, is I'm giving her advice. We're talking about everything mm-hmm. from things in her personal life to things at work. But I told her, I said, you keep me honest about things going on here as well. You're giving me like input on how the org's feeling about certain things mm-hmm. and kind of keeping me in touch as well with just different things going on in the company. And I get something out of that mm-hmm. as well. And so it's one of those things. It just kind of naturally evolved. And so back to your original question, in her case, I think she was looking for a leader that she could reach out to kind of express mm-hmm. like, hey, I have some interest in these areas. Do you think this would work for me? And we took it from there, and it's kind of evolved into something even bigger than that.
You know, one thing that I've learned, and I think you summed it up very well, is from the mentor side, it gives perspective.
Yeah.
You get to sit back and take a look and say, okay, I've had all these experiences. You know, I was a young, go-getting professional right when I came out of college and was ready to go and ready to take on the world and couldn't understand why nobody was listening and had that energy mm-hmm. going through. And now I have the perspective of going back and saying, okay, it wasn't right at that time. It doesn't fit. This is what fits now. And I can help guide and advocate for someone to make it a little easier for them coming through that program.
And even if you think about like when the pandemic hit and people were working from home, it was also another way to stay connected, not only with your team, but with others in the company and make mm-hmm. sure, are things okay? Are people getting what they need? Kind of working in this new type of work life that most of us were not accustomed to, and learning too, like, how are you getting through your day? Like, what are you doing to kind of make sure you're not only connecting with me, but with others? It serves, it's multi-purpose.
So let me ask this, you know, As a mentor, we gain perspective, and a mentee is looking for someone to advocate and kind of show how to us as mentors maintain a balance between giving advice. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm the puppy dog that wants to jump in and do everything. Yeah. I know that's my personality. But how do we balance that giving advice, but also allowing mentees to really kind of find some of their own solutions?
I think you first have to understand the mentee and what they're really looking to get out of the relationship. I've had some folks that I can tell they want me to be really direct in my mm-hmm. thoughts, and others that they're just looking to bounce some ideas and get a reaction. So I think you got to understand the person mm-hmm. and also understand the question. Like when we meet and they bring up something, like what are they really looking for? That sound like official, formal advice, or are they just wanting me to listen and give them maybe some affirmation that, you know, whatever it is that they're working through is going okay mm-hmm. and that they've got the right approach. So I think, again, it just goes back to knowing the person and what they really want to get out of not only the relationship, but out of whatever they're bringing to you at that time.
Yeah, I would say meeting the mentee where they're at is so important.
Yeah.
So that brings me to a really tough question. Sorry. This might be the toughest one of the day. I'm just going to throw it out there. You know, talking about DAO having this formal process, how can you create and sustain a successful mentorship program while still meeting the mentees where they're at?
Yeah. I think you got to have commitment. Like when you have a formal program, you need to have some form of commitment from the company to do that. And the way we do it, you know, at DAO, one of the things that we do as part of the program is there's usually like quarterly or semi-annual like get-togethers mm-hmm. with mentees, mentors, sponsees, sponsors. And usually it's a topic that's being discussed and you attend these together, and then it gives you an opportunity to walk away from that discussion and go, hey, what did you take away from that? What'd you think about it? Like, I'll give you some examples. We've had topics on networking, and mm-hmm. and that gives you an opportunity to talk about why that's so important. And then it can evolve into, all right, who's part of your network now? What are some of the goals you have out there? Let me help figure out who I need to connect you with so that you're building that network, so that when you're ready to move on to that next role, these folks know you. Like you've had mm-hmm. some interaction, you understand what the role entails, and you're making an educated decision about if that's the right move for you. We've had sessions on communication, like how to upgrade your communication skills, you know, how to have conversations with others. They cover a variety mm-hmm. of topics, but they're always something that bring the mentee and mentor together and give you something to talk about beyond what maybe you already had scheduled. And it's a little more purposeful, a little more targeted towards like individual development and growth. So
it feels like balance is really important. Yeah. Balance of these heavy topics.
Yeah.
And knowing the organization and the type of topics that are going to be helpful, but then also still meeting the mentee at exactly where that. So that's a tough task. Mm-hmm. And you're a senior leader. Mm-hmm. What does DAO do? How do I go to senior leaders then and try to encourage them to become mentors?
Yeah. I would hope every leader is like reflecting on where they're at and wanting to give back in some way. And this is a way you can immediately and very purposely give back. You know, I said it earlier, like people did this for me. Like I feel like I owe it to others to do it for them. So first and foremost, as a leader, like think about like it's a way for you to give back and share what you've learned over your career, mm-hmm. help coach and guide and see someone become successful as well. It's those full circle moments. Yeah. I think also as a leader, it helps build your leadership skills too. I mean, you can be put on the spot with something where you're like, wow, how would I react to that? Or what advice should I give on this? Mm-hmm. Like, and so it helps you elevate yourself too and put yourself in someone else's shoes. I mentioned it gives you like a real world perspective, you know, when you're talking with others out in the company, you kind of hear more about what's going on, maybe what the concerns are. Is there stress and workload? What's creating that? It gives you like a better understanding of what others are dealing with. And like I said, I think if you want to continue to aspire. Like, you need to do this. This is part of, like, you giving back, but also growing as a person as well.
Yeah. I really think our senior leaders, like yourself, you gain so much from it.
And
it's tough to see it until you're in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what's...
And then when you see success stories, it is like, it's such a, I don't know how to, it's just such a proud moment. Mm-hmm. I had someone I got paired with through the formal program, and again, her and I hit it off. Like, the people that did the pairing really understood our personalities, and just, you know, it was really a perfect pairing for us. And I was always kind of encouraging her, you know, you can do a lot. You're very, very good. And kind of looking out for her when I was sitting in meetings and asking, well, what about her? I think she'd be good in this job. And when she got a promotion, I was like, I wanted to just celebrate with her and say, look it, like, you did it. Like, this is fantastic. And this is a great role for you. It's building on all these things. But being able to celebrate those success moments, those are pretty rewarding too.
Absolutely. My favorite. I could see just from your face lighting up as you're talking about it. I'm like, that's it. Yeah. That's the secret right there. Yeah. So, you know, let's talk about the evolution of mentorship recently. Mm-hmm. Have you seen a change or an evolution recently in mentorship, not just at Dow, but just in your career overall or with other folks?
Yeah, I was thinking, when I started out in my career, I don't think this was really even talked about. So when I got pulled into this kind of mid-career, it was like, wow, this is an interesting concept. And and clearly it paid dividends for me. But I think now, just the way the world's evolving, I think even like with this hybrid work environment, it probably becomes even more important that you have something like this, so people have connections and sponsors, people that are out there kind of looking out for them, making sure they're getting the right experiences, the right development, making sure they've got that network that they can reach out to. Like, I think in the hybrid environment, it's probably even more important to have something like this so that you have someone that's, you know.
Why do you think it's more important with the hybrid? Is it just the lack of day-to-day water cooler talk?
Yes. Or? Yeah. I think about, you know, when I started and everybody was in the office 5 days a week, you just had natural conversations. You'd be sitting with your work group.
You were forced to sit there with your boss. Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, you could hear, you know, a colleague sitting next to you talking about something and could say, wait, I'm not doing that. Should I be doing that too? And you just learned. I think you learned through osmosis. And you built that really intentional network. Some of it because you were sitting with those folks every day, but others because, you know, you were kind of branching out beyond your normal work group and just having that water cooler conversation. Yeah. When you're in this hybrid or remote working environment, it's a little more isolating. So you got to be more purposeful in how you're making the connections, and a mentor-mentee relationship can help build those connections with you in a way that doesn't feel unnatural or as forced.
Very cool. So how is mentorship shaped your career? Like, if you're looking back, I mean, we're still attaining a high level, you're doing awesome, things are working out really well. How has mentorship shaped your career, and is there a legacy that you hope to leave as a mentor?
I think the mentorship's had a huge impact on my career. I was encouraged to consider roles and take roles that I don't know that I would have pursued on my own had I didn't have someone in the back of me kind of saying, hey, Pam, I really want you to look at this. Go take a look at this role. You'd be really good at it. I had a job I really didn't want to take. I'm just using this as an example.
No,
you know, and I had a mentor who was like, no, you need to do this. This is a really good fit for you. You don't see it, but this is something I think you're going to be really good at. And I kind of begrudgingly went into that role going, all right, fine, I'll put in two years and then I'll go look for the next thing. But it ended up being like the thing I probably have loved doing the most in my career. And I think back to that, had I didn't have that person who knew me, who knew my personality, who was giving me that coaching and advice to say, this is actually a really good fit for you. Like, you're going to do great things in this role. I don't know that I would have pursued it on my own. And so I really it goes back to the whole feedback comment mm-hmm. I made earlier. You got to be open to the feedback because yep. sometimes people see things in you that you're not picking up yourself, and those can be your success stories. And so, yeah, I would say it's had a really tremendous impact on my career. In terms of like the legacy, what do I want to be remembered for? I hope that I, in some way, shape, or form, have encouraged some folks to do things that they really wouldn't have done on their own. I hope that people look back and go, I always felt like she was authentic and she was mm-hmm. real with me, and she gave me great coaching and advice and helped me get to where I am today. Like, that's part of the, mm-hmm. I told you, it's that feeling of success for that person, right. Like celebrating their, you know, their achievements. Like, those are things that mean a lot to me, and I hope they mean a lot to them too.
Yeah. Very well said. I hope you're in my corner someday.
Yeah.
I know you are. But that's awesome.
Yeah.
So we finish every podcast with one final question.
Okay.
And we gotta keep to the tradition here.
Yeah.
It's always the toughest question. Sorry.
Oh boy.
I need you to give advice. So we're talking to other alumni, mm-hmm. alumni of SVSU, maybe recent grads, maybe folks who are farther off in their career,
yep.
whomever. What advice would you give someone who's either considering becoming a mentee for the first time
yep.
or looking to maybe set up a mentor program
yep.
for the first time?
If you're wanting to become a mentee, I would not hesitate. You know the folks around you that maybe you're looking up to or that have had a lot of success, like, reach out. I promise you, there is no leader that I know that when they're asked to be a mentor is going to say no. Like, it's that mm-hmm. full circle moment. Like, you want to give back. And so don't hesitate to make the connection, to do the outreach. Sometimes people feel like, oh no, that person's too mm-hmm. busy. No, I am not too busy for this. Like, sure. this is part of my job. Like, I need to help develop the organization. And part of the way you do that is through these relationships. And then I think if you're a company who's considering doing this, don't wait. Just mm-hmm. put it in place. See how it works. Use some of those examples I gave around asking the mentee what they're looking and mm-hmm. ask your leaders to participate and ask them to be really authentic and mm-hmm. invulnerable and real. And I promise you, it's going to pay dividends. Like, I haven't met anyone that's really had a bad mentor-mentee sure. relationship. And if nothing else, you come out of it with more connections, more personal growth, both people. It's not just for the mentee. The mentor gets a lot out of the relationship as well.
Awesome. Well, Pam, I think I've exhausted you enough. I really appreciate your time yeah. and coming and speaking with us.
Of course.
It's always wonderful to see you.
Yeah, very nice being here. And I really appreciate being able to talk about this. I am really passionate about it. So
it's awesome. I can tell very much. Well, for those of you out there, again, thank you so much for listening to us on the Cardinals Standout in Your Career podcast. Remember, as alumni, we love it when you stand out in your community. It's a great day to be a Cardinal. Thank you very much.